Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we're here week after week with fabulous shows breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are empowering each other as we go along this journey. And I'm excited because there's nothing more exciting for me than sharing a woman in business, a mompreneur who began at home and is now moved to a corporate space. And today's guest is one of those wonderful women. Lindsay Carnett is CEO and President of Marketing Maven, a spirited trailblazer who prides herself on executing measurable marketing campaigns. Named a 2019 Enterprising Woman of the Year, a 2018 Spirit of Entrepreneurship Honoree, 2017 Top Women in PR by PR News, and honored as Folio Magazine's 2015 Top Women in Media, Lindsay lectures at universities, conferences, and professional marketing organizations globally. She has appeared in Forbes' Most Powerful Women's Business Leader issue, has been interviewed as a marketing expert on CCTV, Newsmax, Business Rockstars, NPR, The Doctors, Telemundo, Fox Business, TheStreet.com, Huffington Post, and in USA Today. And then I'll brag that she's here on Word of Mom Radio and Word of Mom TV. You'll get to see her this fall. Named in 2018 and 27 Inc. 5000 list of fastest growing companies in America and the 2016 Entrepreneurship 360 list of best entrepreneurial companies in America. Marketing Maven specializes in public relations, influencer marketing, social media advertising, and reputation management. Celebrating their 10th year in business, Marketing Maven lives out the following four core values with employees, clients, and vendors. Growth mindset, futuristic, mind share, and client-centric. So that being said, Lindsay, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's got to be daunting to kind of hear that about yourself. It's like, wow, they're really talking about you. Isn't that exciting?
It's exciting. I think, wow, I've been busy over the last 10 years.
And it's amazing because this all started in your house.
Yeah, I started it in my guest bedroom in my soccer clothes at age 26 with TV trays and laptops and my dog's tail hitting me in the leg.
Yeah. You know, share the whole journey, though. What even brought you to wanting to create a marketing company like this?
Yeah, I started as an intern at a PR company when I was in college. I got to work on a lot of really big campaigns. I worked in the entertainment space in LA, did a lot of red carpet events. And then I wound up as the marketing director for a Scandinavian nutraceutical company, and I brought products from Europe into the U.S., and I got exposed to different types of advertising, direct response advertising, and how fulfillment, basically how companies work and how businesses make money. And I started a PR division for a very large marketing advertising agency in L.A. I was commuting for 3 hours a day. I sat in a cubicle for the first time in my life, and my husband said, "Lindsay, just quit your job and start your own agency." And I said, "I don't know if I can do it." And he's like, "Of course you can do it." And I said, "I don't know when I should do it." And he's like, "Just do it." So I quit my job, and the next day I went and started Marketing Maven. And I was 26 years old, and my office was our guest bedroom.
How wonderful for you. I know there are a lot of women out there that are listening going, "Wow, how amazing to have a husband who was like, just quit your job and start your own company." Good for you and good for him.
Yeah.
Really,
he
good
said,
for him.
Just try and make some money in 3 months, okay? So, I mean, that was the deal. I opened up my checking account with $100 cash. I went to Chase Bank. I gave them $100 cash, and I opened up a business checking account. And soon I had a check for $4,000 from this author Leslie Landis for her book. She's a psychologist, and she wrote a book called The Art of Overeating. So that was my first check that I deposited 10 years ago.
How, you know, there's nothing like the first check.
Mm-hmm.
That first person that says, yes, I'll take you.
Yep.
I'll hire you to do, what were you doing for her book?
Publicity. So I got her a lot of different media interviews and got it out there on the market and helped her do a book launch. She did this at Barnes & Noble, so I got press to come. I got people to come out to her book launch. And now 10 years later, she brought me another book. She's actually doing a series called Chendel. And so I'm launching that. And she just wrote me a really nice testimonial saying, like, it's no surprise Lindsay's in business and just thriving 10 years later. So I said, Leslie, you were my first client. She's like, I was your first client? She didn't even realize that she was my first client.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it really is exciting to watch your dream happen.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you work from home before you opened up your office here?
Probably about a year. It probably was around 8 or 9 months. And my husband would see all these random people in our house. And he's like, Lindsay, because I'm like, okay, account executives upstairs, interns downstairs. And he would wake up and be like, who are these people at our kitchen table? And I'm like, oh, they're the interns, you know. And he's like, Lindsay, you need to get an office. So I got an office, and it was a small space. And we got one suite, then we knocked down a wall and got two suites, and then we got a space across the hall. We had three suites, knocked down another wall, had four suites, and then finally we moved into this larger space about 2 years ago where everybody's in the same area. But it's just been a really fun journey expanding, and we set up a New York City office as well, so we're bi-coastal, so that's been really important for us and our growth.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I have to come and film you in the New York office too. Oh, who mm-hmm. knew?
41st and Broadway.
Oh, well, you know, I'm let's face it, we all know I'm a New York lover. And I have to tell you that we're here because we filmed for Word of Mom TV, mm-hmm. and this office is about 5,000 square feet.
Yeah, it's a big space.
It's a huge space. We're recording in one of their rooms, and they have a whole social media marketing campaign set up for what company?
This is for Clean Logic, so it's a bath exfoliating company, so they have stretch washcloths, they have exfoliating gloves. They just did an event last night called Dining in the Dark, and we helped get media out to that event. We had somebody from the Boston Globe, somebody from Wall Street Journal, so it's always exciting things going on. We're doing work for the PGA Tour Champions. We represent the largest travel and adventure show in the U.S. for the fifth year now this year. So a lot of our clients, I mean, it's been fun over the last 10 years because so many of our clients we've had for so many years. And so everybody knows what to do. We know the press to go to. And it's just, you know, we like to add more to the mix, of course, but to have those really awesome clients that just come back every single year and use us is fantastic.
What has been the biggest challenge that you have faced as your business has grown?
I think the biggest challenge for a growing business is knowing when to hire, because we will have a huge amount of accounts come, and then we might have some accounts go, and some are seasonal. So like Q4 for us is always huge because we have so many consumer products clients. And so then January comes around and everybody's like, okay, good, we did our big holiday push and we're going to just lay low for a little bit and then we're going to pick back up for this season. So products with seasonality make it tough for hiring purposes. So I don't want to get stuck, you know, having too many employees and then not enough clients, and then on the flip side, I don't want to have too many clients and too few employees. So that's a constant teeter-totter just as we've grown year by year to gauge at what point do we bring on the new employee, at which point do we, you know, maybe let this client go if they're not a good fit for us, which I've done as well. And that's a hard thing to do.
That's a brave thing to do.
Yeah.
I have to say that actually shows, in my opinion, the confidence that you have in you and your company, because most companies will just suck it up, deal with a client that really isn't a good fit for them because they don't want to lose the paycheck.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose that money that client is coming in.
I let a $300,000 a year client go because they were not a good culture fit for us. So it was a really bad financial decision, but a really great human decision. So while we're client-centric, we also have these other core values of being, having mind share and being able to collaborate, being futuristic and looking forward, and then having a growth mindset. And so we look for clients that have those values, and if they don't, they're probably not a good marketing maven fit. So that's been a really big statement that I think we've been able to put our foot down and implement as we've been growing. So I think that makes us have a really strong culture that is really, we love it. That's why we're all here and thriving. So our clients have to fit with that as well.
So I know as I was sharing what you do, you lecture, you speak. Mm-hmm. Share some of the things that you speak about.
Well, I have done LinkedIn marketing seminars for the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses program. I have done it for a women's networking group called the W Source. I've done it for another group called Women Presidents Organization that I was first a member of, and then they wound up being our client. So that's exciting because we get to represent this big organization that helps other women business owners. And I also sit as a online instructor for social media marketing for the Academy of Art University. So I'm actually a teacher there as well as helping them with their curriculum.
How did you get started on that end of your business, going out and sharing with others that way?
I was a alumni of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses, and it's just things that since we have a growth mindset, I'm all about learn, be a lifelong learner, see how you can improve yourself, see how you can improve your company. And so these are just people that I've met along the way. And as I've been out there, I like helping people with their businesses, and I like helping people grow their businesses, and that's rewarding to me. So I just get referred to a lot of these places like, oh, you should be Lindsay should be a teacher. So then they'll say like, would you want to teach for us? And I'm like, I don't know. What does this entail? So I just have had a lot of these opportunities come my way because it's natural to me to help others and to teach. I come from a long line of teachers, and my mom always said, oh, don't you want to be a teacher? And I said, no, I don't. But I am teaching. It's just not little kids. It's adults. It's business owners.
And let's face it, teaching little kids is a lot easier than teaching adults because adults, let's face it, kids are open and they want to learn new things, and adults think that they've already learned it all and, how are you going to teach me? Mm-hmm. So, on that note, we're going to take a quick break to thank our sponsors, and then I'm going to come back and I want you to share with our listeners some great advice as they are moving their businesses along. So we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Lindsay Carnett, the president of Marketing Maven. And I want to talk with you about social media marketing. Share with our listeners, because so many of the women that are listening, and gentlemen too, that are starting businesses, growing businesses, going through those ebbs and flows. Because I'm sure even with the biggest clients that you have, you see where everything seems to be going great and then the bottom drops out. What do you do? How do you shift?
So with social media marketing, we always recommend having a marketing calendar to be doing this proactively with a strategy in mind. So first, look at all your channels. You might not need all of these social media channels. You might not need to have a Pinterest page. Maybe you only need a LinkedIn and a Facebook, for example. So don't overextend yourself if it doesn't fit your type of business and your target demographic. Choose wisely in the social media platforms that you should have. Maybe you only need two or three of them, not five of them. So that's a good place to start. And then once you have those social platforms, be looking at what is interesting content to my audience. Is it video content? Is it a curated article that you comment on? Is it an article that you write yourself? What is that type of content that's going to move the needle? Or if you're a product marketing company, maybe it's a funny meme. We got a lot of traction doing funny memes with the Snuggie and with Snuggie Tales. So, like winter is coming, type things with the Game of Thrones reference. So make sure that you have content that fits that audience and that you are posting regularly. And this could mean 2 to 3 posts per platform per week. It doesn't need to be every hour. It doesn't necessarily even need to be every single day. But don't do it for 1 week and then not do it until 3 weeks later. So if you plan it out ahead of time, then you can have a lot of success there. You can even use free tools like Hootsuite, for example, to schedule your posts. So think about, when do you want to post on LinkedIn? When do you want to post on Facebook? And also make sure that you have business pages too. So you'll want to have a LinkedIn personal page, but then you should also have a company page set up. And you can only do that if you have the email address that goes along with that company. Same thing for Facebook. You'll want to have your personal page, but then you also need to have a business page set up. So those are some social media tips. On the search engine optimization side, it makes sense to look at those social profiles because they do impact your SEO. But also, you can do things like doing a search engine optimized press release. It's a really easy do-it-yourself type of way to get your name out there. And you can have backlinks in there that link back to your website. That will help raise your profile with when people Google your name. And definitely set up your name, your first and last name, as well as your company name on a Google alert, because you will want to know if you get mentioned somewhere. Don't think that it's egotistical or anything like that. It's important for you to know what's going on.
It is. And let's face it, there's nothing wrong with, I don't find it egotistical at all. If we didn't have an ego, we wouldn't start a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have an ego to start a business, because you're going to withstand so much stuff on the negative mm-hmm. and the positive. But it's amazing because, you know, when I get interviewed for different things, people always, you know, it's like, what advice do you want to give? It's like, don't listen to your family and friends.
Yeah.
Because it's, you can fall into that very small demographic of the husband who's like, why don't you do this, as opposed to the rest of the demographic where everybody is looking at you going, are you crazy? Why would you give up a good job? Mm-hmm. Why would you give up the security? You have to have a strong ego, so mm-hmm. you should be looking. And I love that you recommend Hootsuite.
Yep.
We're actually Hootsuite ambassadors.
Oh, good.
Word of Mom Radio.
Okay.
Because we actually, Janice Clark and our social media help, not hype mm-hmm. show, we've shared numerous episodes, literally Hootsuite 101 of,
great.
You can go back into the archive and find it,
yep.
guys, because you want to use Hootsuite, but literally walks you through. Set
awesome.
Up this, do that, how to retarget, how
yep.
to set up the, you know, analytics, all of it, because it's a really powerful tool. And I don't know how anybody can run their social marketing media without automizing some of it, because
mm-hmm.
you're just going to be online all day long, every day.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had somebody say that to me once. It's like, oh my God, I'm really worried about you. I'm like, wow, you do this for a living. I automate like 95% of what I do.
Yeah.
You know, I actually will go in because I'll do our tweets for the show or for stadium bags or safety bags and whatever events we're at and stuff. But then I'll also look at all of my replies or whatever, and I'll actually schedule my reply back. I'll look at when they tweet.
Exactly.
And schedule it into their time.
Yep.
And stuff to try to make sure that they see I've replied. All those little bitty tricks.
Exactly.
That makes you look like you're online all the time. Mm-hmm. You're a complete insomniac and you're tweeting at 3
yeah.
in the morning.
Exactly.
You know? And, you know, there are some people that are.
Yeah.
Because it's maybe 3 o'clock in the morning here. But, you know, being on the West Coast right now, I've been here since the beginning of July. I'm an East Coast business. And so I will be tweeting, setting up my tweets to go off at 4 o'clock in the morning Pacific, because that's 7 a.m. Eastern. You know, it's all of the tricks of the trade. So product-wise, share some of the products that Marketing Maven represents.
One of our product lines that we've represented for 8 years is called Baby Trend, and they are a car seat, stroller, baby gear company. They started out with only a social media community of about 3,400 people, and now we are talking to about 300,000 moms every single day. And we help them with their retail presentations. We help them with their marketing strategy. We're doing influencer marketing for them now, and we've been their PR agency for 8 years. So it's exciting to see their growth too. So we love when clients can embrace new technology, new techniques, new marketing techniques. I think if we were doing what we did 10 years ago, our clients wouldn't be doing as well as they are. One client that is a new client in the last year is called Clean Logic. They're a body exfoliation company, and they have a really great mission because the founder's mother raised him as a blind woman. She was blind at age 7, had a child, so they just did an event called Dining in the Dark, and it's just really incredible to see the types of clients that we work with, hear their stories, and help them tell their stories. And that was one of my motivations for starting Marketing Maven, is help the underdog tell their story. Our clients aren't going to have the type of budgets that Coca-Cola has, that all these massive brands have, but if they have a more interesting story and we can get it out there, it's the David and Goliath situation where we can tell the story of the little guy and win. So that's really what I try and focus on, is how do we build a smarter mousetrap? How do we help our clients get out there and get a following and have consumers really like what they stand for?
You know, it's fun because I like that so many of your products are kid-centric. You know, you have the pillow pets, which I have 2 of them, you know, and it's so fun because, first of all, I just think it's a great idea, but how cool to actually meet the company that's out there marketing them and creating that. How fun was that product when you first saw it?
Oh, I loved it. I saw it actually at a direct response expo, and they won this award, and it was actually Billy Mays' daughter. You remember Billy Mays from OxyClean? His daughter, Elizabeth, loved the product, and he was one of the judges. And so I remember when they first launched, and now to be able to be doing their social media marketing is really exciting for me because I've wanted to work with them for so many years. And to have their little dog, Sky, from Paw Patrol be able to have my little girl, Sky, play with it, it's really fun for me.
And her daughter is just the sweetest thing. And you know me, you know, my grandson comes to work with me and things like that. So, you know, Lindsay came in with her daughter in the stroller. She's 10 months old. The cutest little thing you ever want to see. And I love that. I love that your staff is out there playing with her as we're sitting here doing this interview. We filmed for Word of Mom TV, and they were quiet as church mice. And then all of a sudden in the background, little teeny bit, you heard her little voice. And you know me, I love kid cameos. So it was just like, oh, you know, because this is what being a woman in business is all about. It really is. How many dads are going to bring their 10-month-old to the office?
Probably not a lot.
No, they really aren't. And this is why being a woman in business, being a mompreneur, being an entrepreneur, being that businesswoman that's blazing the trail and showing people that this is okay. This is how it should be.
Yeah.
You know, whether you have the baby at home, you're working at home, you're working in the office, this is why women are taking the business world by storm. So as we're getting ready to wrap up here, what would you like to leave our listeners with?
I think the biggest thing is really stand for something in your business, whatever it is, and be loud and clear of what that is. So I think to have that message of what are your core values, what's your mission, so many people are looking for mission-focused businesses today, and some people have trouble talking about what their mission is, and for me, I mean, I find my joy from seeing the lives that my staff have built. So they've gotten trained, they've met a significant other, they've gotten married, they have purchased a house, purchased a car, had a family, and I've had other employees that have gone on to become entrepreneurs, and for me, that's exciting. So I have one client that wrote a book about how to teach somebody to leave your company and how to get them the skills to be able to go on and move on. So it's exciting to me to have inspired other people to become entrepreneurs. And people of all ages and everything. So it's male, female. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. My dad is an entrepreneur. And I think people just have to say, this is what I stand for. This is what my mission is, and own it, because people will either latch onto it or they won't. And the people that will, that's your customer base.
Let everybody know how they can find Marketing Maven.
You can find Marketing Maven at www.marketingmavlikevictoren.com, marketingmaven.com, or Lindsay, Lindsey, at marketingmaven.com, or you can give us a call, 310-994-7380.
Lindsay, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share with us, not only on Word of Mom Radio, but also Word of Mom TV. It's exciting to have you part of the media family.
Yeah, thank you.
Word of Mom is building. And for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for spending some time here with us on Word of Mom Radio. We're going to close out with She Is You, our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is sure. She is strong.